Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Brachis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Balkeri. Balkeri is a type of Tumah. And we know when a person is Tame, he can't eat Hegdish, he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. But is there a din min HaTorah that if someone is Tame, he can't learn or daven? Not min HaTorah, but Ezra made such a takana in regard to this Tumah. So a Balkeri, someone who is Tame, and he didn't tivel himself yet. What does he do about Shema? Sakta Mishnah Mahara Baliba. He should think Shema in his mind, but not say it out. What about Birchas Kriya Shema, the brachas before and after Shema? Sakta Mishnah V'Einam Avarach Leila Fenev Leila Yachreya. He shouldn't make those brachas at all, not even think it in his mind. Shema is Min HaTorah. So therefore Chazal said, at least think the words. But the brachas that Amid Rabbanah, no. If he's a Balkeri, he shouldn't even think the words. The Al Hamazain, when it comes to brachais in regard to food, Mevarech LaAchrav, if he ate bread, he should make the bracha afterwards. Again, in his mind, he should think the words. But Ve'einu Mevarech LaFanav, not the brachas beforehand. Here too, benching afterwards is a chi of diraisa, like Shema, when it comes to the time of Shema. But the bracha beforehand is not min haTorah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Mevarech Lefneim, Al Yachreyem. Rabbi Yehuda says he should make a regular bracha, not thinking, both in regard to the brachas before and after Shema, as well as the brachas before and after Mazon. Say it out. Ezra never meant with his takana that you shouldn't say Shema or you shouldn't make brachas, as I held Rabbi Yehuda. When it became too difficult, Chazal were mevatel Ezra's takana. They said that a Balkeri does not have to tivel himself before he learns or davens. Although it is always a maila to learn Torah with a higher level of tahara, but he's not supposed to miss Shema or Shmona Esrei because of it.